The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
524, folks. When asked about the secret to our longevity, our long-term success, just be easily entertained. Because that's all it is.
Mark's going to his museum when he gets his RV.
In Bull Rush, Bull Run, Tennessee, something like that. Ran across that website yesterday where you can park your RV 1,000 places around the country. They ask that you do business with the business that's letting you stay the night. Okay. If it's a golf course, if it's a restaurant, it's a grocery store, I bet we can work something out. Loving the stretch of weather we are having in December in Montana. 43 degrees right now. Going to be in the 50s today. And it does cool off this weekend, but for the time being, we're in pretty good shape. Have another code for the Garth Brooks Flyaway today, brought to you by Shipton's Big R. Do that at 8:20. And our company does these, they're national contests, but we had a Billings winner for the Morgan Wallen Flyaway. So it does happen. You can win. You can fly out of here. I'd like to talk to somebody a little bit farther up the ladder and say, you know, we don't play Garth, but we're giving away a trip to go see him. I know when he's here, he can sell out 4 or 5 shows with no problem. We should probably play more of his songs.
Well, we have those tickets from Cole Swindell.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away. That's up in Bonner. For those of you north of town, it is pronounced Bonner.
Two N's.
Right, Bonner. And I got the skitty on it right here. Let's see.
Great spot to see a show. Been there twice, both times for Sheryl Crow. And it's a nice little concert venue.
Log Jam Promotions presents Cole Swindell and Dylan Scott, the Kettle House Amphitheater, Bonner, Montana. Town Square Media will provide, okay, blah, 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 2 pair of tickets given away on the Flake Show Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Flakes will take color number 9 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to
it's
Cole Swindell.
It's always nice to work with people that don't listen to your program that work for your company.
Right. Okay, probably won't do it that way, but $100 for this pair of tickets, they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds to me like a coffee shop or something. The Kettle House.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think they've got their own brewery, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where the name comes from. And the Kettle House, it's a nice venue, holds about 4,500 people, so they do a good job with food and drink, so the lines aren't long, and you can get something to eat or drink if you want to anytime before or during the concert. If you go to a show at that venue, do not park in the parking lot inside the chain link fence, because it takes a very long time to get out. Sheryl Crow last year got a buddy, works in the hotel industry, and one of the guys going with us said, hey, talk to your buddy and ask what we owe for that hotel room. So I called my buddy and I said, how much is the room? He said, what room? I said, the room for Sheryl Crow. Oh, I forgot. And Sheryl Crow at the Kettle House was the same night that Guns N' Roses was playing Washington Grizzly Stadium. So when I got up the morning of the show, we were going to drive over, there were 4 motel rooms left in Missoula. And the cheapest one was $700, which we did not actually get. Found a friend. He said, you can sleep on the couch. I said, for $700, I'll sleep on a couch, but thanks. And that was a good one, because we played 9 at Three Forks on the way over and played 18 at Old Works on the way back. So a pretty productive 18 hours. Don't know if you saw any of the golf tournament that Tiger Woods hosted in the Bahamas at Albany. I got to tell you, I've been to an awful lot of nice places through the Flake Strips. I wouldn't mind going to that place. That looked pretty nice.
Oh, in the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. We went snorkeling in a street in the Bahamas one year. We went down there. We stayed at a golf resort. That was probably the worst place we ever went. Water in the hot tub was not hot. We only had 1 golf cart die. It was Paul's. Because that's what happens to Paul.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that that Nassau in the Bahamas is further north than Miami.
Okay, the next time you give me crap about my music stuff,
mm-hmm,
use that one, okay?
Well, gosh, I just know.
Gosh, Paul, that's super interesting.
Well, see? Well, everybody, you know, let's they think about a place to go in the wintertime. Let's go someplace warm. Let's go to the Bahamas. Well, if you land in Nassau, which chances are you will,
right?
If you go to the Bahamas, it's further north than Miami, and you get there. And remember the year we went, the water was freezing. You couldn't even go in the ocean.
It was windy. It was cold all week. It was bad.
It was like 68 degrees.
Yep. The only restaurant I liked there was what they called the Forge, and the table sat around a gas-fired grill, and everybody cooked their own steak, but at least you were warm for a little bit.
Yeah, they had a big casino there, right adjacent to the hotel. I mean, so that was, you know, you could have a little fun there, but yeah, you couldn't get in the water. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, barroom buddies. They gave Merle all the hard parts in that one.
Well, Clint had another, he was on another hit with T.G. Shepherd with Go Ahead, Make My Day. I watched extensive coverage on ESPN yesterday over the debate about which four teams got into the college football playoffs, and ESPN made a mistake. They had a former Alabama quarterback talking about why Alabama should have been in there, and they got roasted on social media.
I agree with it, except for one team. I would have replaced Texas with Georgia.
Georgia's a better team.
And but they won the Big 12, so they got in. But and here's what's going to happen. All of the I don't know if it's going to happen, but all the critics and all the pro Florida State people, you play Georgia. So when Georgia beats you 34-7, then everybody's going to say, wow, the committee made the right choice by not putting Florida State in the playoff.
Right.
Because Georgia plays Florida. Now, here's another thing that you got to think of. If Georgia loses to Florida State, they play Florida State. Say Florida State would win, and Alabama beats Michigan, and Texas would beat Washington. Could you make the case then that Florida State should be in the final poll of the year, the national champ? Because they would be undefeated, and all those other teams would have losses.
True, yeah.
But they award the trophy at the game for the college football playoffs.
And one of the problems I have with it is Georgia's been the number one team for 2 years. They lost one game.
One game.
One game at the wrong time late in the season, and they're not invited to the tournament.
So I think all this argument about Florida State is going to be handled during their bowl game. They don't have their quarterback. They got a third stringer guy. They're like the Jets. They're scoring 8 points a game and winning. So I think that'll all quiet down.
And next year it is the bowl committee has been lucky for the past several years. There's been a little bit of controversy, but nothing like this year when you had five teams that were deserving.
Yeah.
So next year when it goes to 12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be great.
It'll be better. So,
plus, they have to start the games earlier, you know, to get the playoff to work. They won't be able to wait until.
Take a month off.
Yeah.
That's not good for anybody but TV ratings.
I stayed up last night and watched the Bengals game.
I did, too.
Because I was so pissed off from everybody in the United States, all picking Jacksonville. The Bengals suck. Their season's over. Jacksonville's 9-3. They're one of their premier teams. They'll win this one easily and move on. They're trying for that home field advantage throughout the playoff, blah, blah, blah. And so they pissed me off. So I thought, I'm watching it. I'm going to watch this game.
That third string quarterback for Cincinnati, he played like he didn't know he was third string.
He's, you know, he set all kind of records when he was out of Washington.
Yeah.
And the Bengals in that game, they even shot themselves in the foot a couple times, doing some dumbass things, and but they win. They got a W. So I was listening to ESPN on the way in this morning, and they wouldn't even talk about the game. They wouldn't even talk about the Bengals game. I listened for 45 minutes. They never talked about it once. Not once about the game. Because they all got it wrong.
Speaking of sports, this in the on the Color 8 website this morning, in a major announcement, Pioneer League Baseball has officially revealed its highly anticipated schedule for the upcoming 2024 season. I can't say as I agree with highly anticipated.
No.
Boasting a 96-game lineup, going to have 12 teams spread across Montana, Idaho, Colorado, and Utah, and for the first time, California. Season opens May 21st. The league's newest addition, the Oakland Ballers, will kick off their inaugural season facing the Glacier Range Riders in Flathead Valley. For the guys that are going to play for our team, I hope that's an airplane ride, not a bus ride, because it's a long way to Oakland. Told Paul, thought about calling in this morning and making this the first day ever. We just didn't come in. Went and had breakfast somewhere instead. Patty sausage with mine, please.
Thought the wind was supposed to blow today, but it's not too bad out there right now. So,
they say about 11 this morning it's going to get windier. But I don't think it's going to be windy Wednesday. And there's a lot of December 6th where I don't play golf. I think I'm going to play Wednesday.
Wow.
60 degrees. Also a good time of year to get out there and golf and test the theory that trees are 90% air. Not true.
It's easier to get through now the leaves are off.
You would think, but you haven't played golf with me in a while. I can't hit a green from 200 yards, but I can hit a tree from 200 yards.
Yeah, it looks good the next week or so. So it's been worse. Saturday, 40. That's the coolest. But
was just talking to a friend yesterday, recalling our Christmas break in 1996. We had weather like this. I had my first brand new car, 96 Z28 SS Camaro, 17-inch wheels. About 14 inches wide on each tire. I made it from the Blue Basket to Grass Range in 54 minutes. And then I waited one day too long in Great Falls. I don't know if you've ever driven from Great Falls to Billings in a rear-wheel drive hot rod with wide tires, but it takes 6.5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
And I only got here that quick because I took some chances.
Man.
Look at us doing 26 miles an hour.
Crazy. Well, nobody knows where Joe Biden is. He's been gone all weekend. We got our U.S. bases under attack over in Iraq and Iran. They're firing on us. We got ships shooting planes down. He spent most of the weekend. This is an AP story today. He spent most of the weekend raising money for his reelection. He'll be traveling to Boston today to schmooze with some donors at three fundraisers. One of the events will feature a concert by singer-songwriter James Taylor.
Oh,
James Taylor was our Secretary of State, you know.
He was.
Remember, John Kerry had him sing to the ambassador over there at Iran, "You Got a Friend." And I about crapped my pants when I saw that for diplomacy, but $7,000 a ticket.
I like his music so much. Mm-hmm. But
later in the week, then, Biden will head to the West Coast, on your dollar, by the way, in Air Force One, and be in Los Angeles for a fundraiser featuring film director Steven Spielberg.
Huge Democrat.
Wednesday, he will attend a fundraiser near the White House, and then the following Monday in Philly. So he's not doing any work. He's just traveling to his fundraisers. And I wonder how much time he's going to sit in the Oval Office, take care of business. We got a mess on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats reported in October of raising $71 million for his reelection.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
One of the Boston events is titled, You Got a Friend in Joe. Oh, my God. Make me barf.
Ralph of Buick.
Oh, my God. Yes, he was sticking it up our rear end, folks. Making millions and billions of dollars from our foreign adversaries on the take, him and his son.
And no outrage from the liberal media.
No, they'll get to the bottom of it, but he might be out of office by the time they do. So, The event is slated out there in Los Angeles to be a big event with a bunch of mucky mucks. They're going to have it at the home of Michael Smith. Michael Smith is an interior designer who decorated the White House for President Obama. Steven Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw, who starred in the Indiana Jones Temple of the Doom movies, are among the hosts of the event.
After he abandoned his first wife, another actress.
Rob Reiner will be there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be there. Barbara Streisand is set to attend.
Oh, my God.
God.
It's going to be thick.
Gosh, I'm going to Ralph. So, that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing this week, rather than the business of the country. He doesn't even know what day of the week it is. And a lot of that's not his fault. It's just age and his dementia and everything else that he has is take effect. Obviously, you can see him. He wanders around on stage. He has no idea where he's at. It's awful.
Well, and people are going to vote for him because they hate Trump.
Mm-hmm. And Trump's leading in all the polls, so he could be the nominee. You don't know. A lot of time to go yet, but they're talking about this new virus in China, and I think what they're trying to do is elevate it. They've got the press, almost all the press, behind them. And what they'll do is about March and April, they'll start talking about how contagious it is, and maybe we should go to an all mail-in ballot election again. You watch.
I don't disagree with that.
That way they can fudge it, mm-hmm. pad it, stuff the boxes like they did in the last one. And it's a proven fact that ballots were being dumped in ballot boxes all around the country. And it just is. And if you're oblivious to that or you don't believe it, that's fine. I'm not going to waste my time trying to convince you. They've got film. They've got the evidence. They got a truck driver from New York that hauled 100,000 ballots into Pennsylvania.
Right.
I mean, they won it. Governor Steve Bullock, remember him from Montana, folks, who was running for Senate, decided to change our election rules, and we went to an all mail-in ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running for Senate that year.
Wasn't he running for president?
Not that year.
Okay.
He ran for Senate and was running for Senate against Steve Daines, and decided to change our election laws that only legislatures can do, but he changed it. So, you know, you watch. They're talking about this new flu or something, and they'll come up with something. But people keep voting for them. They're oblivious, you know, to the fact of what they're doing. And there's only a couple places you can get the truth.
True.
You know, I mean, there really is. Here's an article today from Associated Press. And folks, keep in mind these articles that we get from Associated Press. I don't read a lot of them how they write them.
Oh, no.
Because they're all intended to sway you with their BS. Here's one today. Supreme Court taking up a case that could rule out a wealth tax that the Democrats want. You're not going to hear a lot about this because it doesn't bode well for Democrats. So you take people like KTVQ in Billings or Color Aid or your national news medias or CNN or MSNBC, any of those. They're not going to cover these because it shows you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you the true colors of the party behind it. I found it. Supreme Court is going to take up a case over a couple in Washington and their $15,000 tax bill that is a wealth tax. This is on Charles and Kathleen Moore out of Redmond, Washington. Could strike down a provision of the 2017 tax bill that in Washington was expected to bring in $340 billion. A wealth tax is favored by Democrats who argue the wealthy Americans don't pay their fair share of taxes.
Oh, and my God.
And that is not true. They pay the majority of the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Your definition of fair share and ours is quite a bit different.
Right. Democrats' definition of fair share is they should give away almost all of it. Hell, the top 1% of wage earners in America pay like 75% of all the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's 49% of Americans that don't pay any, and this was from like 2 years ago, so it may have changed, that don't pay any federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to pay for the aircraft carriers that are protecting their ass. They don't pay for the national parks. None of that kind of stuff. They don't pay any federal income tax. None. Zero. Paul Ryan of Wisconsin was Speaker of the House when the tax bill was passed by a Congress and signed into law, called this challenge misguided, said a lot of the tax code would be unconstitutional if that prevailed. Law applies to also companies owned by Americans that still do business in foreign countries. It would impose a one-time tax on investors. They argue the tax violates the 16th Amendment that allows the federal government to impose an income tax on Americans. Groups who have allied with the couple argue that these provisions are basically just a wealth tax, which would apply not to the income, but to their assets, stock holdings, things like that. Right now, folks, those are only taxed when they're sold. Land, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Your home, you sell your home, you got to pay capital gains tax on those homes. People don't realize that.
Right. Well, they think we got our house paid for, so now we're set.
They don't realize that.
No.
You sell a house for $400,000, guess what, folks? You're going to pay capital gains tax on that. People don't understand that. They keep it quiet. They don't want you to know that.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's my retirement. Yeah, well, guess what? The government just made 29% on it.
And not only that, you've paid property taxes on it for however many years you've lived in that mm-hmm. house.
That's why we got to get rid of those.
I agree.
That and the state income tax got to go. The case kicked up ethical concerns and raised questions. Senate Democrats have asked Justice Samuel Alito to step aside in this case. Well, because he's a conservative Supreme Court judge.
And you're going to vote against us.
That's right.
We'd like you to step aside.
They said he has association with a lawyer who's representing the couple involved. Alito said there's no valid reason for recusal in this case, but wealth. Folks, you know, billionaires, you know, folks, they could take every penny that every billionaire has in this country, every penny, take all of their wealth, just take it from them. It wouldn't even come close to even paying our budget for 1 year.
Right.
Much less wipe out the debt. Won't even come close. Wouldn't even come close. And if they would tax you every year on your wealth, you would eventually go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Nobody could do that. They don't care. It's what they want. They want a nationalized income for everyone. Same thing. That's bull crap, folks. My son, for instance, turns 32 next week.
On the 13th.
Yep. Turns 32. He's been in school since he's four. He's 32. He's still, he's an orthopedic surgeon, still training, honing his craft, got to have to do a fellowship next after residency is all taken care of. He's going to be 35. And Democrats want nationalized incomes. Well, you know, we want to pay them $100,000 a year. What incentive is there for people in America to excel and do well, right, if they want standardized incomes and pay rates for everyone?
You think you can't get people to work now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what capitalism is. the strive for wealth and success. It's what built the nation. Slugs on the lower end of the things that never did it, didn't apply themselves, weren't aggressive. Yeah, they're all for it. Everybody else who worked their ass off, put in the time, the effort, the money.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
Took the sacrifices to do it. What incentive is there to continue that? There isn't. That's what built America. That's why we had the best scientists, the best engineers, the best doctors, the best everything.
But now the slugs have figured out, me and my fellow slugs can vote in what we need.
That's right. Yep, that's right. We can vote. And that's what they're promised. And in return, the dirty, crooked-ass politicians get their support.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful how it works. But that's how it works. Let's see, I got some more thank you notes to write today. Still got some more donations in from Flakesgiving, Huntley Project Lions Club. Nice donation from them. They announced their concert. Lone Star, who else coming with them, do you know?
Some guy I never heard of. Hmm. Jonathan Carruthers or something like that.
Lone Star is coming to do Homesteader Days, they call it.
You guys keep selling Coors Light, I'll attend.
You folks just keep selling any light. And he'll come.
Well, not entirely true. In fact, I was a little upset when I saw it over the weekend. Bud Light is apparently the official beer of the NFL, and Peyton Manning went to work for them. He's a spokesman now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Tank Management Services got a nice donation from them. What else we got here? Streckers, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, got their donation, and his farming buddies matched that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cost me lunch at the windmill, but worth it.
Lunch at the windmill.
Am I the only one that eats lunch in here?
No, you eat lunch. Aerosective Services out there in Shepherd. Nice donation from them. Carl, Lisa out there. I just sent them a donation for pumping my septic tank.
Yeah, I need to call them. It's about time.
Especially as much as you eat out.
It's got nothing to do with how much
the
I eat
hell
out.
It doesn't.
No.
They raised a bunch of money out there at Pioneer School. We appreciate their efforts. They got a couple Flakes metal detectors out there.
Well, and they were rounding up change. Had all the kids bring in their change, and I saw they're doing a Cat versus Grizz food drive now for canned goods.
Hmm. Some of these, they were still... got a $5,000 donation in from Signal Peak Energy up there. That's the coal mine up by Roundup. Appreciate that.
Thanked us for trying to do what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. They're providing energy. Government currently is not interested in that.
Nope. Fossil fuels provide a lot of school revenue.
That's something that's never talked about. You bring that up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you shut down these refineries and these coal mines and everything else. Where's that revenue going to come from for schools?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, I know where it's going to come from.
Yeah, we all do.
They're going to pull it right out of your ass is where they're going to pull it from, folks, and go right after you again. The property. You see why property?
Yep. You're right. You are exactly right.
And look at the jobs they provide.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you hear their ads, folks, running $30 to $40 an hour to start.
Right.
Great benefits.
You want to work some overtime? Okay.
You bet. Look at the living that they provide for people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going after their businesses. People are crazy. Sorry to see you both go. Well, we're not gone yet.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice donation in from North 5 Catering, I think is what it's called. North 15 or North 5. Thank you very much for that. So we're still adding it up. We're still tallying things up. Allows us to do things throughout the rest of the year, and which is kind of nice. If there's a project or something Mark and I find we want to get involved in, why we help out with that.
Well, and like we've talked about, we helped another radio station buying books for kids, and they said, why would you do that? Because, you know, other radio stations don't talk to each other and they sure as hell don't help each other.
Right.
It's because we got the money. And at the stage of the game, we don't have to get on the microphones and say, please give us money. If there's something that's a good project, we say, here's the check.
Plus, we're hoping someday both of them learn how to read. So, you know, it's a good deal. Buy books for everybody.
We want the best for everybody.
Exactly. So those are trickling in. They'll trickle in probably till the holiday.
Got a gal here at the station who's not here most days because her job isn't what it used to be. But her name's Heather. She was our business manager. She was our HR gal. And the gal that's been doing the deposits for us for years is out of the office now, too. And she had carpal tunnel surgery, so she wasn't available this year for Flakesgiving. So I asked Heather if she had a deposit for me. And she goes, yeah. Yeah, I took it to the bank. I said, are you kidding me? Not only did you do all the hard work, but you took it to the bank. That's awesome. Yeah,
perfect. That gives me another 15 minutes of couch time that I don't have to drive through the bank and put it in the tube.
Oh, no, for the big deposits, I go inside.
Oh, do you? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You're on a first-name basis with everybody.
I'm not at my bank.
Oh, my gosh, it's Big Mark Wilson.
No.
He's coming in the door.
Since COVID, we got all these kids that work there now. I don't know any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you I took the one deposit in the first big deposit, and the little gal waiting on me. Flakesgiving? Oh my gosh, that's so cute. You don't have any idea, do you? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just think if they're, say they're 22, they were born in 2001.
Stop.
2001, Mark.
I know.
Huh?
I know.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We were damn near celebrating our 25th anniversary then.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's amazing how many people in town, though, have no clue who we are.
No.
None.
Don't listen to country music. Don't listen to local radio.
No. No, they have no clue. Nope. You could say, you know who Mark and Paul are? You know who the Flakes are? Been here since 1988. 88? And 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never heard of them. Don't know. Never have seen an event that we've done. Look at all events that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we've helped with, school visits, all that. We stopped that years ago, obviously, but have no clue. Have no clue. Hell, I can't even tell you who's on television now on the news channels.
Oh, me neither.
No. I can't tell you anymore. They don't stay long enough.
And I know less about local radio, the people on that I've ever known, because I don't listen.
They don't, you know, it's just changed.
Yep.
They don't stay long enough to make a name for themselves, they move on, or they shouldn't be in the business to start with, and stuff like that. So you just don't know. So I think that's one reason our longevity. We're familiar.
Yeah,
we're familiar.
Yep.
You know, you can tune in, not get the BS, get the damn truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had a gal that worked in Ribbit Chop House for 4 or 5 years, and I'd see her out there. And then she went to work up here when it was still the Red Door before it became the 406 Tap Room. And I was sitting at the bar one day, and somebody asked me something about the radio station. And she goes, are you kidding me? You're Mark from Mark and Paul? I said, yeah. She goes, why didn't you tell me? I said, would that have affected the price of my drinks? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But that's also an advantage with my 16-year-old daughter. She's like, every time we go out to dinner, you know somebody. I said, and you should keep that in mind.
Well, in her defense, you have eaten at every restaurant in the area 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So
I'm a big fan of small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a big fan of that. And a big fan of, well, since it's not ready when I get home, I might as well eat out. Because I'm not cooking anymore.
It's not like that.
It's not like I'm going to throw a can of cream of crap in the crock pot anymore with some meat.
No, I haven't. I haven't done anything in the crock pot in about 6 months.
I'm
semi-retired.
Don't worry about
cooking for one's hard.
List it. Sell it. Oh, that's usually what you do with stuff like that. When you don't use it for
I'll give it away.
There you go. There better be something in there cooking when I get home.
That's not what happens. I hear you talking, but I'm not hearing a beer being opened, and I'm just wondering what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Okay, first news coming up, 6:11.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.